Gaming-Unleashed.com brings you GU Live,
gaming news, reviews, and quality entertainment
with hosts Brett and Cody. GU Live kicks off now. Welcome to GU Live. It is Tuesday, Christmas. I'm joined here with Brett, who I have not unmuted yet. Let me do that real quick. Okay, I'm joined here with Brett, who is now unmuted.
Hi.
How are you doing, sir?
Not too bad. I see why you muted me. Strategically.
Why were you saying something?
Well, yeah, I was saying something. That's why.
All right.
It's okay, though. I forgive you.
Welcome to the 26th episode of GU Live. You can visit us online. Gaming-Unleashed.com. Latest gaming news and reviews. And also visit the forums as well. We're also on YouTube, too. If you want to do all that, it's all on Gaming-Unleashed.com. So, what you been up to, Brett?
Oh, well, since my finals are finally done, I actually have a little bit of time on my hands to be able to get a lot of stuff.
For and, once.
Yeah, I know, right? Picked up Rock Band 3 for $10 since they had a sale going on.
Which we have yet to play.
Yep, we will get around to playing that. Maybe even cast it if your bandwidth doesn't suck.
My bandwidth?
Yeah, because you're the one that's casting it. Like, I could have done a better cast than that Battlefield one.
Hey, that's just because I didn't want to play an SD. That's the only reason.
Well, then you should suck up to the fans and you should play it.
Play what? Battlefield?
Yeah, or just any game in SD.
Well, I did. I played Jack and Daxter the other day.
Okay.
Played the first one, but that's in SD already, so I don't have the HD remake yet.
I haven't played those games in such a long time. I need to.
They're still greatness.
Oh, speaking of PlayStation-ish related games, I finally beat Shadow of Colossus.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
I still need to beat that game as well.
Yeah, it's sad.
Well, of course it is. I mean, I've already spoiled myself watching the ending, but...
All right, that's no fun. I see, the last boss was just... It wasn't even that hard, it was just annoying.
I mean, you're an evil person.
Pretty much.
Destroying innocent little animals.
I don't know, in it, like the... As far as, like, the lizards and crap for, like, the power-ups to increase your grip, which I still don't understand.
Yeah.
Kill lizards to increase your grip, but, you know, I wouldn't say the others are, like, you know, innocent before they're, like... Like, I love when you're grabbing onto a creature, they're just, like, they're curious about you. They're like, what is this thing? Why are you crawling on me? Ow, stop stabbing me in the back.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're... I don't know. But, yeah, that's a pretty sad game. They're supposed to be making it into a movie, I heard.
That was, like, a while ago they announced that. I don't know if they have any progress on it.
But I know
the Halo movie has more progress than that one.
I mean,
which is saying something.
I could see them doing that. I mean, they should totally go through with making that Halo movie, especially with the producers and everybody who made Forward Unto Dawn.
Yeah, that was pretty incredible.
That would make a great movie.
I did chuckle when Master Chief just, you know, one-handing everything.
Yeah.
Master Chief entered the building. Headshot.
That just shows how epic he is.
Pretty much.
And also, I believe Ubisoft is making a Assassin's Creed movie.
Yep. That doesn't surprise me.
I mean,
that's cash cow.
Yeah, that's given, which I'm definitely going to go see anyways, so.
Yep. Probably will see it just because I haven't actually finished playing through the games yet.
Oh my God.
I don't want to be disappointed because I know I'm going to watch the movie and be like, nope, I forgot this. How could you forget the uncle that was named Mario?
They better include the scene where he actually says, it's me,
it's Mario.
I was dying. I was dying when he said that. I don't know how they... I wonder if they had to file for a copyright thing for that or something.
I don't think so. They got away with it.
Let's see. What else do we have? Oh, yeah. Just like how I'm going to go see Episode 7 of Star Wars, of course. But who isn't?
Yep. I need to see The Hobbit as well.
I need to see that, too.
Yeah, everyone I know wants to go see Les Mis.
What is it?
Les Miserables or whatever.
Oh, Les Miserables or whatever?
Yeah, that's Miserables. I like that.
That's how I pronounce it.
I can just see it like being so sort of like, I know it's kind of sad, but just like everything's all, I hate life. Welcome to Les Miserables.
That's what I thought it was. No. Yes, oh, yes, I need two tickets for Les Miserables. What movie are you talking about? Les Miserables? I don't know.
You mean Les Miserables? Oh.
Oh, well. That's,
yeah, we're both butchering it. I'm sighing in the background.
That deserves two claps. Okay. So what have you been playing this week, sir? It is extremely hot in here.
I have been playing a whole like multitude of things.
You keep talking. I'm going to open a window.
Let's see. I played the crap, and I mean the crap, out of XCOM. Enemy Unknown. That was a fantastic game. I'm about probably 3/4 of the way through it. The game does kind of get a little bit repetitive, especially like when you're if you don't like allocate your resources, because there's one point in the game where you have to get a fighter ship in order to keep up with the UFOs. They're pretty much putting the normal fighters jets to shame. So you can only like engage them for about 3 seconds, and you can never, ever, ever, regardless of the weapons you have, take down a UFO in 3 seconds. So you have to get these fighters. They take a lot of resources and money to make. So if you don't do that, you'll be sitting there for 2 or 3 months in game time, and that's a lot. That's probably about 2.5, 3, maybe even 4 hours where you're just sort of grinding to get enough resources by luckily engaging a ship that's a touchdown, because that's the only other way you can get resources without shooting something down.
And you're talking about Phantasy Star Universe?
No, I'm talking about XCOM, man. Oh. Not even close.
My bad.
But, no, that game is pretty freaking fantastic.
Yeah, I heard a lot of good reviews on it.
Yeah, the music's fantastic. You get, like, pumped every time you hear the battle music.
Who's the producer of the music? Isn't it, like, a famous person or something?
Good question. I can see.
Well, while he does that, what I've been playing is Need for Speed Most Wanted, the newest one, and... Whoa, that was weird. And, let's see, LEGO Lord of the Rings, which is a fantastic game, by the way.
All the LEGO games are fantastic.
Well, yeah.
I'm going to get that LEGO GTA. It's going to come out, if it's called.
What is it? It's already out. It's called, crap. What is it called? LEGO City or something?
Yeah, or something.
LEGO Universe? Like, I know LEGO Universe.
Like the Harry Potter ones are good. Like, the Harry Potter LEGO games are better than the actual games themselves.
Well, yeah. Most movie to game adaptations are pretty bad.
Except for Lord of the Rings.
Well, besides that.
Because the original one, I remember playing, like, Two Towers, and, like, I love that game.
Wasn't there a Fellowship of the Ring 2? For PlayStation?
There's all three. It's just that the Two Towers in particular was the best one, in my opinion.
Yeah, Return of the King was my favorite.
Yeah, I mean, like, you got to play as Gandalf.
I still need to...
Gandalf.
Yes, well, yeah. I mean, I was actually reading why Gandalf didn't use all of his magic. And I guess it was because, like, it was against his code or something like that.
Huh.
Yeah. I'd read it. I'd go back, but it's too much to read, so, yeah. But
Michael McCann made the voice is one of the co-producer and composer for XCOM, and he also helped out immensely on the Deus Ex Human Revolution soundtrack. So that explains why it's so good.
That explains that.
And also, he did Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell Double Agent, which I've never played Double Agent.
Well, all the music in those games are good, even though they bore me. Which, rumored, Tom Hardy is supposed to be playing Sam Fisher.
Huh. Now that I didn't know.
Which I could see that. But he still has the Bane voice.
I can never take that movie seriously when he was talking. You will regret your actions, Batman.
Try to think of one of the lines. Now you messed me up.
I know. I can't remember the lines either.
Crap.
Only I remember is the us every like 2 minutes.
Your punishment must be more severe.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. Okay. So back to what you were playing. Were you done, or did you play more?
I played like a tiny bit of Max Payne 3 for like 5 minutes. Jeez, I played so many games. A lot. Since I picked up the Prince of Persia collection, I have been playing The Sands of Time because I never beat that.
Oh, that game was fun.
Yes, it is.
A lot better than the SNES version.
Oh, no. The Xbox One, PS2, I guess.
Yeah.
That one.
I was making a joke.
Yep, 2003, I think, is when it came out. But that game was actually the inspiration for Super Meat Boy as far as running on the walls and crap.
Oh, yeah? Kind of like M Plus?
Yep. It was also similar to that. That's actually the game I would equate most to Super Meat Boy.
I'm a beast at M Plus, even though nobody plays it.
Yeah, so if you can
anymore.
Play M Plus, then you have no right to not play Meat Boy.
Okay. I will download it. Or something.
Do it. What else? I played like 5 minutes of Darksiders.
Why?
To try that out.
Why just 5 minutes?
Because I played it and then I had to go do stuff.
How about some Saints Row?
Well, I do have Saints Row 3 on the PC now from that sale.
Yeah.
And
that's what I was referring to.
I played the Horde mode a couple of rounds. That's pretty fun.
Anything in that game I can't take seriously.
Well, yeah, it's not meant to be taken seriously. If you want super serious business, we can talk about GTA 5.
But you know nothing about that game. You just seen screenshots.
Like I said, I read the GI spread. Like, I know how the campaigns are going to work.
Okay.
And
well, I never play the campaigns. I always just do multiplayer. That's all I'll buy it for, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
And just
I
a free roam.
It's supposed to be, like, pretty similar. Like, it's going to be, like, more game modes, but they're still going to have the...
It's going to have
the
largest...
player online.
Their largest map ever. I guess, which should be freaking awesome. And you get to fly planes.
What system are you getting it for? Are you going to actually get it for your PC or no?
I might get it for both.
Okay. Sounds good, but...
That's if I ever get my new computer built.
Need to.
Well, if someone would find me a motherboard, then I could continue on it.
I can do that right after this podcast.
So. All right, sir. You would do that.
Did you see that post I made about anyone who doesn't know, there's a really good box still that they had on Tiger Direct where you can get $600 with the computer parts for $200.
We did find me a new motherboard, didn't we? Or is that a new processor?
It could be a new processor. All I know is we need to get you the AM3 Plus stuff.
Yes. Yes, we do.
Just stay in that category because there's a really good... like Zambezi line, like AMD processor that's like stupid cheap and really good, and it's a hex core.
Stupid cheap?
Stupid cheap. Like $110 for, you know, like the competing Intel one would be over $300.
Do they not have a wish list on here?
On Tiger?
Oh, here it is. It's under Beast. It's under Beast computer. We found me a processor, I guess. It's the it's that AMD 8 core.
Oh, the heck.
Yeah.
The
one that's supposed to be like ultra loud.
Huh. Yeah, we'll look into that later. What else have you been playing?
Okay, what else have I been playing? What did I load in the other day? I can't remember. Maybe it was Far Cry.
Far Cry?
I played
Far Cry 3?
No.
I did play that, by the way. I do have that now.
Oh, you do?
Yep. I played it for probably about 3 hours. I just got, like, I'm just trying to get all the sacks, because you have to skin stuff, you know?
I played it for about 10 minutes, because I forgot what I was doing in that game, so I decided to quit.
Huh. Yeah, it's pretty fun. It's just, ammo is so rare.
Yeah, it is. Do you have malaria in that one, in Far Cry 3?
Or? I'm not sure. All I remember is I kept jumping into rivers and being eaten by sharks.
Why were you doing that?
Because I was just trying to, like, swim. I was like, the water's so pretty. I was thinking, like, Crysis, you know, because I'm playing it on my PC. I'm just like, and all of a sudden,
shark comes out of nowhere.
I see my body inside of a shark mouth.
That's like that fish in Jack and Daxter. That thing, uh-huh. That thing gave me nightmares. Every time you'd swim out too far, that fish, you'd hear it, and it would, like, come up and eat you.
That's like that's the way of them keeping you inside the map.
It's like, da-da, da-da, da-da.
Remember, I always had issues with that, like when I was playing, like, Psychonauts, because, like, she's afraid of water, so every time, you know, you jump in the water, it's like this hand that grabs you, you land in it twice, and he just sucks you under.
It's kind of freaky.
Apparently all psychics are, you know, weak to water.
Yeah, apparently so. Nobody can swim.
I know.
Apparently you can't swim in Lego Lord of the Rings either.
He can do, like, mind blasts and, like, literally pop people's heads off, but nope, swimming.
Swimming is out of the equation, just like in Vice City.
Oh, right. I forgot about that. Wasn't the original Assassin's Creed that way, too? Jump in the water, instantly die?
I don't think so. I think in the original Assassin's Creed, you can swim. I don't think they were that stupid. But yeah, that was just ridiculous. I was like, how can you not swim?
Yeah, water equates to lava.
Yeah, apparently. So yeah, that's about what I've been playing. That, and that's about it. Besides, like, iPad games like Scrabble and Words with Friends and all that social stuff.
I haven't played Words with Friends in a while. I got that on my tablet.
Well, why don't we play it?
Well, because I only play it, like, when I'm really bored. Because I donate plasma.
So you play
make a lot of money from that. So I'm just like, I can play Words with Friends and do that.
Play Words with Friends for 2 minutes?
No, it's like an hour.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they do it in cycles. Because if they did it, it would be too much of a shock to your body if they just sucked it all out. It's like, okay, I'm going to take all your blood now. Okay, give it back. Plus, they're like the little bowls, because they spin, you know, like little centrifuges pretty much that spin and separate the blood and plasma.
Do you feel your life being sucked out of you?
No, it sucks when they, because they need to do, like, use saline, sort of kind of to keep you hydrated, and also as like an anticoagulant.
Yeah.
But it's cold, because it's room temperature, and your body's not.
Oh.
So you come out, like, feeling freezing, and when it's, you know, 15 below, like, it is. Yeah.
That's not good.
No.
Speaking of which, we never got any snow like they said they would, so.
Yeah, there really hasn't been that much snow at all. Like, I think we actually got snow on Christmas Eve, I think.
Yesterday?
Yes, but not any today.
Wow. Well, that sucks.
But considering, I think it would have snowed, but because it's literally too cold to snow.
Literally too cold to snow?
Yeah, you didn't know that? Once it gets past, like, negative 10, negative 15, like, you don't see any snow for a reason.
Just turns to ice?
Yeah, it, like, doesn't leak from the clouds. It's like a guy trying to take a piss, but he can't.
What?
Yep.
You're really making that
analogy
you're
there.
You're really making that analogy. All right, well, on that note, let's go to some news.
God, you need a new transition.
Okay, so our first news story of the day is the 3DS surpasses lifetime sales of the GameCube. Now, at my work the other day, I had a lady. She was wondering what... I told her that you could use a GameCube controller on the Wii, and she's like, what's a GameCube?
Of course, she got it for, you know, Wii Fit and all that.
Because, and I was like, never mind.
I don't even want to explain
it
to you. Damn casuals.
Yeah, whatever. So 3DS isn't even 2 years old yet, but it's already sold 22.5 million units. The GameCube, during its lifetime, only sold 21.74 million units, while the SNES finished at 49.1 million units sold. And finally, the original NES sold 61.91 million units. But
why did the NES sell so much? I guess it was probably back when it was like brand new. People were like, gotta see this new technology.
Yep, that's how it was. Like the Xbox and everything selling more than the original consoles are. Which is pretty sad, but people know what the consoles are now, so they're basically entertainment consoles, so they get them for Netflix and all that.
Yeah, I know people have just gotten, you know, they got a deal to get an Xbox for $100, and it's like, I could use it for Netflix, and if, you know,
yeah, but
my kid's gonna play a game, then they can do that.
Me and the other dude were my coworker were talking about that, and we're like, why not just buy it up front? Because it's gonna cost more than it's worth.
After you're talking about that deal, or
yeah.
Whatever. Yeah, that's stupid.
It's retarded.
They're paying like $450 over the long run.
Well, they're targeting stupid people. Like, oh, this is a good deal.
Oh, like, no, the deal I was talking about was like a Black Friday like special, where it's $200. Normally it's like an arcade or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you just get a $100 gift card. So you use the gift card towards it.
Yeah.
You get an Xbox for $100 versus that stupid $100 deal.
I don't know who came up with that, but I mean, yeah, whatever.
This comes with a stupid Kinect. Like, I have a Kinect and like, I play Fruit Ninja on it. That's all I do with it.
Yeah, it's not really a big thing for Kinect.
I know.
Unfortunately. I thought it was going to be huge.
I paid $30 for it on some guy on Craigslist. It's like brand new right out of the box, and I still barely use it.
Wow, that's crazy.
I know, he wanted to get rid of it.
Huh, wow. So, yeah, more importantly, how does this compare to the other Nintendo handhelds? The DS sold 152.5 million units, while the Game Boy Advance sold closer to 81.51 million units.
How much did the original Game Boy sell?
How much? It doesn't say.
How many units?
It doesn't say.
Oh, I thought you were talking about 150 million units for that. I was like, holy balls.
DS. The DS sold 152.5 million.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
That is.
There's still people that's asking for DSs. I'm like, there's a 3DS out now. Why don't you just get that?
It's because like a lot of it's, you know, the library is still with the original DS. Sure, the 3DS can still play it, but, you know, people just want what they need.
Yeah.
At least with the one good thing about it is they have backwards compatibility with the download play.
Yeah, unlike Xbox or PlayStation.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, I missed 100% backwards compatibility. Like, I don't even... Like, even, like, the Wii U, it has complete compatibility with at least all the Wii games.
Exactly. How hard? It's not hard to do that.
I know.
They're just lazy.
I think it was mainly for the copyright holders for the original Xbox transition to the 360.
Probably.
I think that's what it was. Like, Microsoft didn't retain all their rights. That's why they only bothered to, like, contact, like, the top 200, like, grossing sales games.
Yeah.
And they're like, do you want it to be on the next console? No. No, no. That's why they, like, whittled down to, like, 70 games or whatever.
Yeah, it's stupid, because I can play Need for Speed Underground 2 on my 360, but I can't play the first one.
So they just got stupid lazy with it.
Yeah, it did. You just have to buy an original one.
And also, it could just be a fact that they didn't have the actual Xbox hardware in it. That would explain why they had to go through all the trouble doing pretty much software emulation.
I guess so. That probably explains why it kind of lags whenever I try to play one.
Really?
Just a little bit.
Okay, because I remember getting an Xbox copy of Psychonauts, and it worked fine.
Yeah, sometimes my Xbox, or my, my copy of Need for Speed Underground 2 lags sometimes, but you gotta remember that I have the old Xbox.
Well, yeah, I got the old arcade, not the new one. The one that has the white disc tray.
I have the white Xbox.
Yeah, I have a white Xbox with a white disc tray. You
like,
tell
the first gen of Xbox.
Oh, right, the original.
Xbox.
I don't know how it hasn't R-rotted yet. I really don't.
It has. It's done it three times.
And it still works?
I've sent it
like artifacting on the screen, like little green squares.
No, I've sent it to Microsoft 3 times.
Jeez. Well, I'm assuming, like, don't they usually send you like a new Xbox when they do that? Or they send you like refurbed one?
Yeah, they do.
Okay, so you technically it's not the same Xbox.
Well, whatever.
I know what you
mean. Still the same version, which I still need upgraded because this one overheats.
That's stupid.
I mean, it hasn't overheated in a while, which is weird.
Like, is the actual tray, is it silver or is it white?
It's silver.
Okay. So
it's chrome.
Yeah, it's either like a Gen 1 or like, because they have 4 generations of Xboxes.
Yeah,
now.
The one with the Jasper.
They have the launch one. They have like ones that are from like, I want to say like 07 to 08. And then they have 08 to 09, which is what I have. And then they have, they have 08 to 09. And they have 9 to 10. And then after that, that's when they came out with the Slims.
Yeah.
And I like lost track of the generations there. There might be another one out. I don't know.
10 generations of Slims.
Well, like, they don't actually announce that, but yeah, they have different like lines of it. That's so right. I just call it like a mini gen.
That's stupid.
Yep.
Yeah, this one sounds like a jet, so.
Mm-hmm. Like, this one's actually, I have, it's not so bad. I just, like, pretty much the major difference is that they redesigned where the cooling is.
Yeah.
They kept it away from the motherboard. Once they did that, oh, well, it's fine.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know whose idea it was to put it next to the motherboard. I mean, isn't
that, like, it's like the normal like cooling is right there. It's just the fact that there's no like actual like fans in there because there's no room to put them
exactly
on like the heat sink. So that's why they need to have the pipe. And yeah, they just did a stupid job with designing that.
Anyways, on to the next news article. Binding of Isaac remake. The remake is being developed by an indie company called Nicalis, and it's going to be released on the PlayStation, the Vita, and on PC. They're currently talking to Microsoft and Nintendo to bring it onto other consoles. It is going to be a, quote, totally remade game based on the Flash version of The Binding of Isaac plus Wrath of the Lamb. Edmund will be acting as the lead designer. And although his role will be limited to making sure it goes in the right direction, while he focuses on the new upcoming Mugenix.
Yeah, so it's pretty much there. It's just like a guide.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And it's also going to be including local two-player co-op. So.
Oh, they should have 4. They could support 4. If they kept it like the same sort of like maybe a little bit revamped style of how like the Flash game is, like with more animations and creatures and just crap in the background, because the rooms kind of got really old really quick. There's no real variation with that. Like, I still don't see a reason why they can't do 4-player co-op. I mean, Splunky has a 4-player
co-op. Exactly. There's nothing hard about it.
No, that game is amazing, by the way. I have been playing the crap out of that. I should have mentioned that.
They're just lazy. What about Fez?
No, I don't own Fez. Like, I need to... The only thing I'd get it for is the PC, because, you know, he refuses to patch it, because Selfish is a dick. Like, he's made, like, a few million dollars from it, and I know that it's a console, and they are... Microsoft, after the first patch, they require $30,000 every patch.
Yeah,
so I understand why that's expensive.
That's stupid.
But for just screwing over the fans who bought it on the Xbox, which is the primary amount of people, by the way, is stupid.
Microsoft is stupid.
I think that he should just suck it up and then give them the $30,000 to patch the issues. Because there's pretty severe issues, like game breaker bugs, like corrupting people's saves, and that still hasn't gotten fixed.
That's stupid.
Yeah, it's the same thing like with Skyrim on the PS3.
He's just like, lazy.
They still haven't put out that patch.
Why? Like, it doesn't cost anything to update, does it?
Well, no, I don't think so for that. The main issue is a technicality issue, like, because unlike the Xbox, it has a dedicated set of RAM and a cell processor that goes to the XMB system, the PS3 OS pretty much, and they're not able to get over that hurdle. You know, the Xbox, when it uses it, only when you essentially hit the center button, that's when it starts using RAM for the OS. Otherwise, it literally doesn't run.
Huh.
It's sort of like this really awesome sleep feature so that they can utilize all the RAM. And that's why they're able to push out the updates for it a lot faster.
Mm-hmm. Even though it still takes ages to download on that.
This is true. I don't know, like, downloading speed on it's honestly not that bad. It's mainly the fucking load times.
Yeah.
It's horrible. Like, on my PC, it's just like, 3 seconds. I can't even, like, get a rotation.
Because your PC's...
Like, the item rotation, like, I don't even get that. It's just black screen, loaded.
Because your computer is a lot better than... Then the PC is.
There's a lot of people who didn't even realize they had the little item rotation loading splash screen thing. Versus on the Xbox, you're like rotating it like 40 times.
Yeah, I know. Stupid. But in other news, Valve recently launched the Steam Community Market, which is currently in beta and is only compatible with Team Fortress 2 and Dota 2. Virtual Market allows users to buy and sell in-game items using their Steam wallet funds. The Valve software engineer, Tom Palamo, Palama said over 500,000 trades are made every week, and they are giving players a way to turn gameplay into funds for new items and games is a key component for moving that success forward. Now, there's a transaction fee of 15%, which is paid by the buyer and collected by Steam after every sale. Valve said that this fee is used to protect against fraud as well as the cost of development and future Steam features. This fee may be increased in the future, and along with the transaction fee is another fee, a Team Fortress 2 fee, which is applied to all transactions. It's game specific.
How much is that?
Doesn't say.
Probably 5%.
So 20% basically.
Yep.
It is a game-specific surcharge that is determined and collected by the publisher.
They are making so much money from that. They pretty much created money from nothing. That's literally what they did.
Yeah, basically. Let's get into this business.
Yeah, pretty much virtual currency.
Yeah.
Like that. I do kind of commend Acti Blizzard for that, though. It's a genius idea, because now so many people are going to copy them.
Exactly. Man, that is what we need to do. We need to get into that business and be billionaires. We need to make the next Minecraft.
I think it's that easy.
Yeah. I wish.
I'm kind of surprised that Happy Wars hasn't done that. If people start doing that for Happy Wars, the crap that you'd earn from that game.
Happy Wars. God. Have you downloaded Happy Wars, by the way?
Yes, I have played it. I did a couple rounds of it. The matchmaking system, like, I did it before the most recent update, is like atrocious. Truly atrocious. Like, it took me like 5 minutes to get into a match with randoms. But unless I heard that they fixed that was the primary thing, but I don't know like how much.
Yeah, no, it takes forever to get into a game.
It's dumb. Otherwise, if it was like quick, like even just like, you know, Halo quick, that's how I usually look at it. You got Halo and you have Call of Duty quick.
Exactly, yeah. Like, that's the only thing that Call of Duty does well.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they have amazing, like, freaking awesome netcode in that game.
Which, is Minecraft back up, by the way? I tried logging in yesterday and wouldn't let me. They were having a problem with their, sessions or something.
Huh. No, I didn't check it. Last time I logged into Minecraft was probably about 3-4 days ago. Just like, my brother was running an online server, which I'm trying to get to see if I can become the official GU server, but he's mainly an admin for it.
Uh-huh.
So he's not the actual, he doesn't run it. Oh. But still, we can get like our own like GU plot of land, pretty much.
That'd be pretty cool. Yeah, cool. I set up a free server that had four slots on it.
No, this one I think is, I think the capacity for it's 128.
Oh, okay, we could use that better then. But yeah, the one I just set up, I searched for a free one, and it gave me four slots.
That's not too bad.
So, yeah, it's free. I
kind of think they should do 8. I think 8's like mandatory. I think on Hamachi, you even get 6.
Well, if you upgrade to the double player storage, you get 8 for a one-time fee of $5.
Yeah, I think this website that runs the one I'm talking about, I think they pay like 40 in like a month in hosting fees.
Dang. So bad.
I know.
For 120 slots?
Yeah, 128.
It's not bad.
Nope.
Just depends on how many people you have played on it.
No, their advertising revenue for their site covers it.
Oh, okay. So we all know that THQ going out of business. They're doing bankruptcy stuff.
Not going out of business.
Okay, they're filing.
Restructuring. So it's not 100%. It's certainly not good news, but it's not the death of THQ quite
well,
yet.
Well, they're filing for bankruptcy.
Quite a few buyers who are interested.
Like THQ. I mean, like Ubisoft.
Ubisoft was interested. I've also heard that Square Enix was interested. I've heard that, of course, Activision was interested. So there's a lot of people, you know, if just for Saints Row 4 alone, kind of want that. Because Saints Row 3 moves 4 million units before the Humble Bundle.
Yeah.
Like, it's an absolutely impressive sales, and it's a great game, and Volition's a great studio, and there's more than just that. I mean, that's the primary thing that THQ is making from, but...
Yeah, I don't know how they are...
The Darksiders, like... Yeah. Isn't a bad game. It's not.
Well, it's one of the best games ever.
I don't know about that.
Well, Darksiders 2.
Yeah, Darksiders 2. Like, Darksiders 1 was good. I haven't played 2.
I haven't either, but I've heard a lot of good reviews on it.
It's like, they have good properties, and they have good studios, so I don't think they'll go under. Either some private equity firm will buy them, you know, like some... And then maybe if they don't perform well again, they'll drop them, but... I think an actual development, you know, publisher will buy them.
You know who needs to come back?
Who?
Midway.
Yeah, I know. Don't you miss Midway? But yeah, but we have who's the new developer for the Mortal Kombat games? Neverwinter.
Neversoft?
The hell are they called?
Neversoft? No. Is that who it is?
Is it Neversoft? No, I thought
Neverwinter.
Neversoft made like the Tony Hawk games.
Hey, that new one's not that bad.
No, I like the new Mortal Kombat.
I know there's a new Injustice, but I don't know who that's made by.
NetherRealm.
NetherRealm.
Yes, and they were formerly Midway Games Chicago. So pretty much almost all of the crew who was in Midway.
What did they make? I remember vague. Didn't they? They didn't make what is it? Crap. They didn't make Twisted Metal, did they?
No. Like, NetherRealms only exclusively worked with the Mortal Kombat.
I'm thinking of another thing.
And they also remember doing the Injustice. That's their newest title they're coming out with.
Okay. They made Batman Arkham City as well.
Yep, Arkham City Lockdown.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking of another realm thing. Another Realm studio. I can't remember.
What are you talking about again? Sorry. Sorry.
I mean, I talk about another, like, another studio that has the name Realm in it. I can't remember who it is.
I think I know what you're talking about. It's going to bug me now, too.
Yeah. Because I remember their logo is popping up in my head, but I can't remember who it is. Because I know they made something. Let's see. Twisted Metal. Twisted Metal was made by Sony, so never mind.
Oh, speaking of Realm, what is it? Who's the people who made not Champions of New Earth?
Wait a second. It wasn't Duke Nukem, was it? 3D Realms, that's who it is.
Who?
3D Realms.
3D Realm, oh, right.
Yeah, that's who I was thinking of.
And I was thinking of freaking Black Isle Studios for some reason.
What game are they making?
Apparently, like, Black Isle has actually come back to life, apparently.
Yeah, they're supposedly making a Halo-like game, aren't they?
Well... I don't know about that. I heard that they're like asking like donations on this website that's similar to Kickstarter, only they don't like Kickstarter, even though you're not, you know, you don't get your money back, you're still required to at least show some moderate amount of progress.
Yeah.
And like this website pretty much has like no guarantees. And there's like not even any mention on they set up this forum and they like none of the admins are actually answering any questions about even anything on the project they're working on pretty much. It pretty much is like, Black Isle is back in studios, and we need money to make this awesome fantasy game. Will you donate? That's pretty much what they did.
Sure.
A lot of people think it's just like people who are like not even like really a part of the studio. Maybe like an ex-publisher or something that's just trying to milk people.
Yeah. Here's $100,000.
Yeah, pretty much like, bitches, I think it's strippers.
So, what do you get when you cross Toy Story with Minecraft and Just Cause?
I don't know.
You get Disney Infinity.
What?
Yeah. Heard about this game?
No, I have not.
Apparently it's a open world sandbox game. Looks like Polygon posted an in-depth article that cites leaked video and images as evidence that Infinity will be an open world sandbox game that combines the best of Minecraft creation with the absurdity of Just Cause's two over the top action moments. Said that Disney is working on a Skylanders like game franchise, and it's called Disney Infinity. Characters will be able to run, jump, and battle across Disney themed worlds, playing different sorts of games ranging from slingshot shooting to race car driving. And well, there's a lot of leaks and stuff out. Looks like there's going to be some themed playsets that'll be sold to gamers, which you can import into Infinity, kind of like the way you import Skylander figures into that game. So it's going to be another milker.
So it's going to be on the iPad, looks like, in that image.
The iPad. It's going to be, yeah. It says that the game is set to run on console platforms as well as iOS and Android-powered devices.
So. Oh, no, that's going to work. Like, looks like it's using a joystick, too. I hate virtual joysticks with a passion.
Oh, I know.
So, like, I tried playing, like, Sonic 2.
Yeah, you can't play console games on there.
You can't.
It doesn't, I mean, half
your... Pretty much, like, I guess even installing the game and playing, and it's like, use a Bluetooth controller. Yeah. You have a Bluetooth controller? Yes, no. No. Uninstall game automatically. That's pretty much what it should be.
Blow up game.
If you don't
game.
Know how to sync a Bluetooth controller, like a PS3 controller, then no. Can't do it.
Well, if you don't have a Bluetooth-capable device, then you can't play it.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So, also, PlayStation Plus subscribers going to be getting Retro City Rampage free.
Yep, I saw that. They're also, you get Gravity Rush for free as well.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot, and I mean a lot of really good deals for getting PSN Plus. I've been debating about doing that. I really should.
Yeah, you should. So, I mean, what's the holdup, sir?
It's just paying for both Xbox Live and PSN Plus. I don't want to do both.
So, which one are you paying for?
Well, I'm paying for the Xbox one right now. But I have that until, I think May.
Mm-hmm. Then you're going to switch
that,
over?
I don't know.
Hey, you're going to have Xbox Live if we play Rock Band.
I know. That's another thing. I'm kind of like almost required because a lot of people are like, oh, you want to play? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, what do you have? I just have Xbox. God damn it. I'll play with you.
Well,
PC.
Who are you talking about?
Well, just people in general.
Oh.
You know, a lot of people who are just either own an Xbox or a PC.
Yeah.
No, like, PlayStation. I know, like, almost nobody wants to exclusively play online with a PS3.
Yeah, no. No.
You're the only one that's actually ever done that with Warhawk or whatever.
Starhawk.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I want a PS3 is to play that game. That game is freaking awesome.
It is fun. I just wish I didn't have so... It wasn't so camperific.
Wasn't so suckish. Why don't
like
you get
like the PlayStation Battlestars Royale or whatever?
Yeah, I need to get that game too.
Decent one.
I need to get that game too.
I'll probably pick it up really cheap used.
And also the other reason is because I want to get the Ico and
Shadow Collection.
Yeah, that and the Jak and Daxter one.
I have that sitting on my shelf.
Well, good for you, mate.
It's only $15.
Yeah. It's pretty cheap now.
Mm-hmm.
It's just me waiting to get a PS3. Just waiting here. Someone can donate to me, but...
Got a PayPal right here.
Donate below, like in the old JTV days.
I know, right?
Chip in.
People who still have that. Like,
I know. Which,
I'm just like, please donate to me. And they get like $50 randomly.
Yeah, I'm like, what is this?
This is some bullshit.
Whatever. Okay, so we're going to go to the topic of discussion now. All right. Even though I had nothing to do with topic of discussion.
Pretty much.
It's just a...
just someone's like... in the microphone.
That was Joe, by the way.
Was it?
Yeah, I recorded him.
That's funny.
So, our topic of discussion this week is that we didn't die from 2012. What do you know?
Yep. Ooh, apocalypse? I think not.
Have good news and bad news. We're still here, but we're still here.
Yep. Nothing has changed at all. It was the most boring apocalypse ever. Yeah.
Is this what hell looks like?
Like, I was shopping at Walmart. Whoopee. What an apocalypse.
Yeah, oh man. I mean, remember those people that like sold everything and like quit their job?
I know.
I wonder how they're doing.
I know, right? Hi, honey. Sorry I slept with that whore.
I had to.
Come back home. Pretty much.
Yeah, so. We still survived. What do you know? No big deal, but we're still here. Still here. As I try to go to another thing. I've totally forgot what I was doing now.
That's okay.
Oh yeah, I was trying to go to this thing. There we go. Yeah, we're still here. Still here and alive. Playing our video games.
Yep, everyone's just bored. I've actually had a really, really, really boring Christmas. I don't know about you.
Well, that's why I've been online most of the day and watching Lord of the Rings and playing Lord of the Rings.
Basically. Wait, you're watching it like on a cast on Justin TV or what?
No, which is pretty cool. The Lord of the Rings, Lego Lord of the Rings, came with the first movie. So it was bundled with it. It was pretty cool. That's why I watched it. Not the Blu-ray version, though. I have the Blu-ray version.
You have all three on Blu-ray.
I got a Blu-ray player.
$5 each.
But with no HDMI cord.
Yeah, you should just play like a friggin' violin for that.
World's smallest violin.
Does it have like an HD component for it?
No, the only output is an HDMI port.
Wait, what? It has a component.
No, it doesn't.
Are you serious? Yeah. Doesn't have the old one, like they have a PS2 does?
Nope. Just an HDMI port.
Then get an HDMI cable on Amazon, then.
Oh, I'm going to. It's just the waiting for it. I'm just going to get it at Target. We have two pack for $20, so.
How big are they?
6 foot.
Oh, I guess if it's just your TV to that, that's fine.
Yeah. That's all I'm going to do. But, yeah. Speaking of
TVs, actually, I'm going to buy, you know, those PlayStation 3 3D TVs?
Yes, you're going to buy one? We'll
see. Yep. No, actually, instead of the like price, I think it's like $200, I think.
The 22-inch?
Yeah, 24, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, close enough. But, yeah, this lady's giving it to me for $100.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
I want to try out some of the games for it because it's got a unique feature they do with the 3D. Not only is it a 3D capable TV, but you can
it's some awesome.
Games when they have multiplayer, you actually have the screen being showed twice. Mm-hmm. So you put on the glasses and you'll
and
be able to
once,
they like,
yeah.
You know, yeah, it'll be you'll have the full screen for both people.
It's pretty awesome. I don't know how they do that, but
I don't know. I mean, it's pretty much using because there's layering for 3D TV. So whoever came up with that is a genius.
They are a genius indeed. Speaking of geniuses, War Z.
Oh, yeah. This is not a genius at all.
Yeah, War Z taken off of Steam because they suck so much.
Yeah, pretty much the issue was, if anyone didn't know about it, is that there was a lot of alpha content involved in the game. So you have some areas that... Yeah, that literally it said, like, this is an alpha build. Like, they didn't take that part at all. So there's no telling, like... you know, the game pretty much just functioned and that's it. And people paid, what is it, like $50 for
it? Yeah.
Yeah. For this, you know, alpha product pretty much. And well, then when it first started, I think they only had like, they said they could have up to, I think, 100 players in one server, and they only had 50.
Yeah.
So there's just a bunch of crap. A lot of people are like, you know, walking completely straight through the game. You know, just like, you know, like under the map style you'd see in like Gears of War and like the old Halos. Like that's pretty much how it was. People would just walk completely under the map and do whatever. It was just a complete broken pile of mess. And then it, like I remember before, like when the game, there was a thread where I think one of the developers for the game, you know, he obviously, War Z is heavily inspired off DayZ, obviously, the mod for Arma 2.
It's just not
and
he
pretty
good.
Much called campers and DayZ faggots. Yeah, so he's really in a lot of shit. Like,
yeah,
Steam, like, Valve would even let him release a game until they get a test build sent to them.
I mean, like, yeah, that's the worst place to camp, because the area is so big.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's a big project that they did, but for them to, you know, take all their, you know, money like that in a freaking alpha build game is just...
It's stupid.
It's not right, yeah. Luckily, Steam, you know, obviously Steam does not have a normal return policy, but for this, they're making an exception to that, so almost everybody got their money returned to them,
yeah,
at least.
How do you release a game in alpha?
I know. They even said that they pretty much
besides the exception,
where they said it wasn't finished, that they were going to add more to it.
Yeah, kind of like Minecraft.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, at least they said it was in beta. They said that the majority of it was finished, but that would imply that some of it wasn't. So that's beta. And when you have these markers that are literally above houses that says this is an alpha build.
Yeah, no, you have to take that out.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, yeah.
They didn't even try.
Nope. They just wanted the money. And for the money.
But luckily, Valve was nice and pretty much solved, you know, everyone's issues.
Yeah.
They really need to come up with an actual return policy.
They do. I don't like this game. Can I return it?
Yeah, like pretty much. Like, okay, half credit and whatever.
Yeah, there you go. Like, percentage off or something.
Yeah. Pretty much get like, you know, 40% off, and it'd be like Steam credits, so you couldn't get cash out of it.
That'd be perfect. Steam wouldn't be losing anything.
Yeah, because then you just sell your, you know, the rights to your games back and get more crap.
Yeah, basically. So heading towards the end of the podcast, introducing a new segment called What We've Been Watching. Kind of like what we've been playing, but what we've been watching. See what I did there?
It sounds pretty self-explanatory, like, there, Dakota.
It's like, what we've been watching.
Yeah.
What have you been watching? What I've been watching besides Lord of the Rings is a lot of The Big Bang Theory. I finally got caught up on all the episodes. Well, besides season 6, because I just... I got it beyond legal means.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't watched it yet. It just downloaded. So, been watching that. Also been watching a lot of Arrow lately, and Arrow based on DC character.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I haven't seen that.
It's a TV show. What else? A lot of stuff on Hulu. Because
you have a Hulu Plus membership?
Hulu Plus membership, yes.
Okay. And you pay for both Netflix too, or just Hulu?
Yes, pay for both. Still cheaper than a cable bill.
This is true. No, I just stick to Netflix usually.
Yeah, well, your choice. But
like, how much is Hulu Plus a month?
It's the same price as Netflix.
Okay.
So you're only paying $15 a month to both of them. So
I'm paying $8.
Well, good for you, sir.
Yeah.
Good for you,
yeah,
mate.
I don't know. It's mainly for the fact that, you know, Hulu just doesn't have the content that I want.
Hulu doesn't have the movies that Netflix does, but Netflix doesn't have really the TV show, current TV show product that...
Yeah, they have a lot of TV shows, actually. It's just not all of them are current. Like,
right.
You know,
yeah, they have all the old seasons.
Like, you know, like they had like The Walking Dead to like season 2, but you know, season 3, or at least for the oh, what's it called? You know, for like the winter break. Because they have season three, you know, A.
Mid-season
finale. Mid-season finale. They don't have the mid-season stuff for season three yet.
Have you seen the mid-season
like
finale?
Episodes. Yes, I have finished all of The Walking Dead. That's
that
how right now.
Stupid. How can they make us wait for this?
I know, right? Of course they're going to put it on a cliffhanger.
Of course.
Hopefully people don't forget.
Yeah.
You know?
When does it start again?
I want to say it starts
October?
Late January, early February.
Oh, okay. And then they'll finish it up in what, like, they'll finish that season up around April and then come back in fall again?
Yeah, probably something like that, because it's probably like at least another 8 episodes they're probably going to squeeze out of it.
Yeah. Besides that, I've been watching, Gundam Wing.
Nice.
I started watching that, because since Toonami's back...
Have you seen, was it, what was it called? That website that constantly streams old Toonami stuff.
Toonami Aftermath?
Yes.
I don't watch that, really. I wish I could watch it on, like, my TV, but my TV doesn't have a VGA port, so.
That's why you get your, finish your computer and hook it up via HDMI.
Well, yeah, could do that.
This is why you need to finish your computer.
This is why we need to get...
There's so many things you can't do without a freaking normal PC running Windows or something.
This is a normal PC running Windows.
But yeah, well then hook it up to your freaking computer. Right? I mean, hook it up to your computer. No, hook it up to your TV. Then.
Hook it up to my computer? Hook my computer up to my computer.
That sounds legit.
I don't know. Double the processing power. I don't even know if you can do that. Can you do that? That's not possible, is it?
We have two HDMI ports, baby.
Yeah, I guess so. Two.
That would be like the dumbest thing ever.
Whatever. Okay. Besides that, what have you been watching, sir?
Well, my girlfriend has been trying to get me into watching the new. Is it Battlestar Galactica?
Vampire Diaries.
Yeah, we watched like one episode of that. Otherwise,
that show's actually not that bad.
No, it's not. What I've seen of it, anyways.
Even though I stopped watching it because I forgot where I was. So,
I bought an 8-disc box set of Blu-ray of all Harry Potter movies.
Very nice.
Yep, and it's all in one little tiny ass little box. You know, like most box sets are, like, you know, take up a whole shelf.
Yeah,
it's just like a little thing that's like. It's like the size of like a 150-page, like, you know, paperback book.
Oh.
That's the whole collection.
Wow.
But yeah, I know.
Because they're all those little Blu-ray things. They're not big.
Well, yeah, they don't actually combine all the movies on the discs. They have these little, you know, like how multiple disc game is. Has those little flaps.
Oh, so they have all of them in it? Oh, okay. Yep.
It works pretty well. That's, but yeah, like, they did. Normally the whole box set is $100, and I got it for $40.
Not bad. I need to do that with the, I'm still planning on getting the Star Wars saga in Blu-ray.
Yep. I have a digital copy of all those.
Good for you, sir.
Yep. All 1080p, but,
all with extras.
No, they just have, like, I don't know about extras, they just have, like, subtitles, I think.
Oh.
But, let's see what else I've been watching. I watched some Gangs of New York. Have you ever seen that?
I have not.
Okay, it's actually a pretty ridiculous take on, like, early New York. But it's pretty good. I like it. Had that on Blu-ray. I'm also watching, I watched Dances with Wolves because I never finished that.
You told me if you're ever depressed to watch that. Or if you want to be...
Really, it's sad.
What, the one with Kevin Costner?
Yeah, have that on Blu-ray as well. Let's see what else I've been watching. I always watch Futurama, and I'm like, I don't know what to watch. I just watch Futurama on Netflix. Start from the very, very, very beginning. I think we're like up to like season 4.
I need to get into that. I haven't watched much of it.
It's such a show you can watch casually. It's great. It's the same, like, you know, like, concept and same intro music.
Kind of like,
you know,
a Family Guy.
It opens the same way. Good news, everyone. It's great.
That's all on Netflix, isn't it?
Yeah. The whole thing is on Netflix.
Sweet. It's just getting time to watch it.
Yeah, pretty much. What else have we been watching? That's all that I've been watching.
Oh, by the way, that H+. Did you finish that?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I watched that till, like, I think I'm still a few episodes behind where Current is.
Okay.
But, you know, those really don't take that long to watch.
No,
like, 3.5
Yeah.
each.
It's a pretty good show.
Oh, yeah.
I'm surprised they haven't come up with it on, like, regular TV.
A lot of people are saying that they wanted to watch them, like, all back-to-back.
Yeah, they'll probably get released in some set, kind of like Forward on Dawn did.
Yep. Hopefully. Did they actually come out with a box set for that?
With for Forward on Dawn?
Yeah.
I think we have it.
Really?
Yep.
I didn't know they did that.
Yeah,
it doesn't surprise me.
I know we sell it. I saw it on the shelf, and I'm like, oh, hey.
Whoop.
Yeah. It's like $30, but...
It's still pretty cool. You get a bunch of extras with it?
I didn't really look. I just glanced at it. But I imagine. Okay. Imagine you get, like, interviews and stuff.
What else have I watched? I watched a little Toy Story 3 again, because I love that movie. Fucking love that. That movie makes me so sad, though. It's a good sad. It's a good sad and a bad sad. Like, Dances with Wolves is, like, a bad sad. Cause, like,
that's if you want to
purely sad.
That's
movie.
If you want to go emo.
But, like, yeah, like, freaking Toy Story 3 is a nostalgic sad.
Yeah.
You wish you were, like, 8 again.
Exactly. It's just like me with Gundam Wing and Dragon Ball
Z.
It
was like, I, you know, watched the original on VHS, and I was, like, 7.
Yep. That's what I did.
They actually, just like how in the movie, you know, like, I'm the same age as Andy.
Why,
so it's mainly like I can relate to it.
He's 21.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that, but still, like, he was going to college.
Oh.
I know that feeling.
Okay.
Like, so, and he's like just giving, and he has to move on.
Yep. I haven't seen that movie yet.
It's really best movie Pixar has done.
Best movie Pixar has done. Have you seen Brave?
Yeah. Yes, actually.
That movie's pretty good.
I didn't watch that.
The movie's pretty entertaining.
Yep. It was pretty good. I liked it. My probably second favorite Pixar movie is probably WALL-E.
WALL-E. Eh. What about Monster? Monsters, Inc.?
I have actually never seen Monsters, Inc.
What? They're coming out with a Monsters
though.
University? Man.
Yeah, I saw that. The little ad for it.
Oh,
I need to watch
speaking
that.
Of which.
I might have seen Monsters, Inc. I just don't really remember.
Yeah. Been forever. That movie's pretty entertaining. Speaking of which, the new movie's coming out After Earth and Oblivion. Definitely going to go see those. They both look awesome.
After Earth?
After Earth with Will Smith and his son.
Oh, I think I heard about that, but I don't know a thing about the actual plot line.
Basically, they return to Earth after so many years because of something... After Earth.
Oh God, I'm already skeptical. Directed by M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh no, come on.
Sorry. Is there going to be twists involved?
Most likely. Kind of like Devil. That movie was kind of weird. But this one actually really looks good.
Is his name Cypher? What a dumb name. Sorry.
Come on. There's a Cypher in Matrix.
Yeah, but that's the fucking Matrix.
Basically, crash landing leaves teenager Kaida Rage, who is played by Jaden Smith, who is a sucky actor in my opinion, and his legendary father Cypher, Will Smith.
These sound like Mortal Kombat characters. They do.
Cypher, fight.
Kaida Rage.
Fight. Actually, do I guess so? Whatever. But basically, they're stranded on Earth 1,000 years after, basically 2012, forced humanity's escape. With Cypher critically injured, Katai must embark on a perilous journey to signal for help, facing uncharted terrain, which is basically Earth, evolved animal species that now rule the planet, and an unstoppable alien creature that escaped during the crash. Father and son must learn to work together and trust one another if they want any chance of returning home. So I might pay to go see that. And also, you should definitely go see Oblivion with Tom Cruise.
Okay, hold on. Must look this up.
What, Oblivion?
Oblivion may refer to Elder Scrolls.
No,
Oblivion?
Not that one. The 2013 movie. Oblivion. But,
Yelenko? Oh, okay.
It's Oblivion. Okay. Basically, Jack Harper, who's played by Tom Cruise, is one of the last few drone repairmen stationed on Earth, part of a massive operation to extract vital resources after decades of war with the terrifying threat known as the Scavs. Jack's mission is nearly complete, living in and patrolling the skies from thousands of feet above, also known as Commie's Lookout. His soaring existence is brought crashing down when he rescues an attractive female stranger.
Of course, she's attractive. She can't be butt ugly.
Well, I mean, of course.
I'd be more interested if she just rescued some butt ugly stranger and they just fell in love because they're the only two people around, and who cares if you make ugly babies?
From a downed spacecraft, her arrival triggers a chain of events that forces him to question everything.
Da, da, da.
So yeah, they're definitely from the trailers, they look pretty good. So
have you seen The Hobbit, by the way?
No, you asked me that already, and I said I need to go see it.
Okay, I need to so
desperately.
Bad.
Why don't you guys go?
It's because I need to. I was gonna go maybe see it tomorrow, but they're gonna go see Les Mis.
Les Miserables.
Yeah,
Les Miserables. Yeah, there you go. But yeah, definitely go check out those movies. Definitely go see The Hobbit. We still need to go see it.
I'm probably going to put it into three movies though.
Yeah. I don't know why. I mean, it's one book. I don't know why they're just trying to milk it, I guess, or I don't know, add everything.
But yeah, pretty much. 200 pages. I can make this into three movies.
Word for word.
Filler.
Just like with Dragon Ball Z. Five.
Next time on Dragon Ball Z. Ah! On the next episode of Dragon Ball Z. Ah!
Basically, last five episodes just to power up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they just showed the whole world when he was going to Super Saiyan 3. Just the city is being blown up. This city is being blown up. People don't know why this city is being blown up.
Yeah, that's why I like Kai. Because it doesn't have five episodes of just Goku powering up to Super Saiyan.
Mm-hmm.
And then, the funny thing is, when he first powers up to Super Saiyan 2 or whatever, it takes him, 10 episodes, and then later on, in the Cell Saga, takes him 2 seconds to power up. maybe we shouldn't have five episodes dedicated to him powering up so much.
Yeah, pretty much. That's why I like the Abridged series the best.
Oh, so you're finally watching those?
No, I've been watching them for a long time. That's my favorite web series.
Yeah, I love. Yeah. Did you see the
best web series?
Didn't they put out a Christmas one?
I haven't watched it.
Christmas tree one. I know they put out episode 31, I think, finally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was great.
I just remember Kami is now I have orange juice. Now I have wine. Now I have beer. Lovely, lovely beer. Just guzzles it.
Yeah, go check out the DBZ series, or the DBZ Abridged series by Team 4 Star if you haven't already. That does it for this podcast. You can find us online, gaming-unleash.com, latest gaming news and reviews. Also, sign up on the forums, gaming-unleash. You can find us, you can listen to us on iTunes and SoundCloud. Just search for GU Live. But yeah, hope you guys have a wonderful weekend, a wonderful holidays and everything. We'll see you back here maybe next weekend. I'm Cody.
And I'm Brett.
We'll see you next weekend on GU Live. Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Yep, Merry Christmas. And bye-bye.
Bye.